joined by Mike Hastings, head coach of the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks, via the Paul Bunny Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for your time. We certainly appreciate it tonight.
My pleasure, Brian.
Started the season with an exhibition loss and then four straight losses to Omaha and St. Cloud. And then you played BSU and everything was right with the world again in Mankato, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I do remember the sun not coming up there for about 3 weeks. So that was difficult. And then anytime we play Bemidji, they're going to be close games, and it was no different that weekend.
You've won 17 games overall, 15 in conference, but seven ties. What's been missing in those tight games?
I'd say goal scoring. You know, if you look throughout those, you know, those stretches where we've struggled, it's been our inability, whether it be on the power play, whether it be 5-on-5, putting pucks behind the goaltender. And, you know, we've gotten better at that throughout the season at times, and at times we've regressed. I'm hoping that, you know, this last weekend when we played Alaska, we had 5 even strength goals. That was a positive. The negative was is we didn't score a power play goal. So we've still got our issues, our warts, but it's something that we're continually working on.
Well, you have 4 players with more than 20 points. One of those guys, Teddy Bluger, has 30 points. In this day and age, Coach, 30 is a big number, isn't it?
You know what it is. I wish that wasn't the case. I really do. I wish that wasn't the case, but it is. And, you know, the most refreshing thing about Teddy, other than his ability to impact the game, is just his want to on a daily basis. We have opportunities for extra ice for guys to come out and work on their own things as far as skills, and any opportunity that he has to better himself, he does. And so when you see that work ethic, that want to roll into some individual success that he's had, it's positive, because you can look at everybody else in the locker room and say, hey, if you've got enough want to and you go out and push the envelope and how you do things, you can get better.
You have outshot your opponents, Coach, by 400 and some shots this year. Are you more impressed with a offensive number or the fact that you're playing defense on the other side of the ice?
I think it kind of goes hand in hand, where if we have the puck, you don't have to defend. And so it's been a little bit more of us hopefully possessing the puck and not having to chase it. I just remember, and again, I'm 50 years old, so it's been a long time since I've strapped them on, other than just pushing pucks around. I never liked chasing it. It wasn't as fun as when we had it, and so we've tried to have that philosophy here. And, I wish we could score a few more goals with it, as we've already discussed. But the guys have done a good job of when we have it, holding on to it, and when we don't have it, doing as good a job as we can to get it back.
You've been in position now 3 years in a row in the new WCHA to win the title in the last weekend of the year. How does that help you each year?
Well, I think, you know, in our business, it's tomorrow's a new day. And you know, hopefully, you know, first of all, I'm surrounded by some really incredible people. Todd Kanad is from Red Lake Falls and is a Beaver alum, and Darren Blue is from East Grand Forks. All three of us are Minnesota guys, and I've got good people around me that have the same aspirations, and that's just for our program to continue to get better. And so we're trying to hop on the back of the guys that are here in the job that the previous three teams have done, and hopefully we can, as a staff, with the guys that are still here, continue to make what we have here better year in and year out. And so I think it's been a collective effort, and hopefully that's something that we can finish off this season as well as possible, and next season will start when it starts.
Well, it is such a grind in this league. Coach, how much does that grind wear on you as the year progresses?
Well, yeah, I think that's a great question. But I can really say it. There's peaks and valleys to everybody's season, whether it's us, whether it's Bemidji, whether it's Huntsville, you know, whoever you want to talk about. Our season, because we play so many conference games, is a grind for everybody. And you want to try and get hot play as well as you possibly can at the most important time of the year. And that's now. That's the following weekend with the first round of playoffs. Because if you look at it in the time frame, there's not a lot of time left. And so the guys can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think there's an excitement there because now you are playing at, quote-unquote, the most important time of the year, and the energy needs to be at what it's at. And so part of that process is being able to handle this part of the season. I think it's an exciting time. We were fortunate just a week and a half ago to have a week off. So we really don't have any excuses as far as our energy not being where it should be.
Saw a piece in the Star Tribune last weekend talking about a super tournament with the WCHA, the NCHC, and the Big Ten. Also discussed the North Star College Cup. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but what would you like to see for the postseason tournament here in the WCHA?
You know what, Kevin Beisman, our my AD here, started that conversation well before the NCAA meetings down in San Antonio, and brought that to the table just on the idea of, hey, what do you think? I think the idea of, you know, let's rewind this just, and I don't want to get on a soapbox here, but you asked. The idea of, you know, the old WCHA and going to the Excel Center and seeing, you know, 17, 18,000 people in a building to watch college hockey. Anything that we can do to grow our sport at this time of the year, and to maybe have a Super Saturday, a weekend that has a partnership with the NCHC, the Big Ten, ourselves, and we have a tournament that's hosted in, you know, in the Twin Cities, in the Excel Center, and in other facilities that we have in that area, I think is a great idea. And you pare it down to, by the time you get to Saturday, you have multiple conferences playing for their championships, which is to get a berth for some programs that haven't already qualified for the NCAA tournament to try and get into it. And I think anything that we can do to provide that stage, we need to talk about, because the business model or the stage that we have now isn't what it used to be. And so I think anything that can make it better for the fan, make it better for the student-athlete, we've got to look at.
Everyone's bottom line is getting more and more important. Do you wish that being a college coach in 2016 didn't include worrying about the budget so much?
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, we are in, you know, the idea of developing student-athletes and then providing, you know, for the people that pay for a ticket, an entertainment value. And so there's, I don't believe one comes without the other. And so there's a responsibility that we have, just like we're talking about, of, okay, if we are broken a little bit, how do we fix it? And I've been fortunate to be part now of college hockey for a few years. There's a lot of smart individuals under our umbrella. You know, whether it's a guy like Don Lucia, you look at a Dean Blaze, you look at it, you know, a Frank Ceratori out at Air Force, Tom's brother. Tom's been around and seen a lot of different models. Bob Motzko. You know, the more we can get together and talk about ways to fix some of the issues that we have, I think we can continue to make it better.
Well, Mike, on the ice, the series between Bemidji State and Minnesota State was so long ago, beginning of the season. What are you noticing about this current edition of the Beavers?
Boy, a couple of things come off right away. Look at their numbers special team-wise. They, night in and night out, Fridays and Saturdays when the lights come on, that they find ways to score power play goals. And they do a phenomenal job at killing penalties, and I think that's a lot of that's coaching and personnel. And you look at what they did this last weekend on Saturday to Huntsville. You know, Tommy has said that their special teams were dialed in, and they were. And then, you know, you've got guys playing for some very important things. One, you've got seniors on both teams, but you look at Bemidji seniors, they've accomplished a lot, and they want to continue to push that bar as high as it can be. And I just think they're playing really good hockey right now. It came off the tape from watching their last two games. And so our games with Bemidji have always been dogfights, and I don't expect anything different this weekend.
Mike, thanks for your time. We'll see you in Mankato this weekend.
Okay, have a safe trip and enjoy the rest of your day.
Mike Hastings, head coach of the Mavericks, via the Paul Bunning Communications Hotline tonight.